For change. We're continuing our own series of discussions with women across American society and with differing perspectives. Tonight we hear from one of the most prominent women calling the shots in television filmmaking. Sheila Nevins is the president of HBO Documentary Films and has greenlit more than 1,000 films over three decades. Before that, she worked at ABC, CBS, and PBS. She's also the author of the new book, You Don't Look Your Age and Other Fairy Tales. I spoke with her earlier today. Sheila Nevins, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Were you surprised by the Harvey Weinstein revelations?
Yes. Yes.
You had dealt with him professionally?
Yes. I was not surprised in any way by temperament or anger or a certain kind of language, but I was surprised by the physical stories, the stories of sexual, physical abuse. I really was surprised.
What have you known of sexual harassment in this industry?
You know, I'm old. I grew up in a, the rules of the game were different. I didn't know. I really didn't know that I wasn't to be touched and manhandled. I finally understand the meaning of the word. I didn't really know what that was. I thought to succeed, I had to be somewhat seductive and complicit. So I would argue that in the 60s, when I got out of Yale, when I got out of school, and I wanted a job, I think I was not abused because I was active, sexually, and complicit. I now have sort of reformed all that because I realize what I consider to be acceptable was really abuse. And I recovered because I want a job so badly. But now I feel everything's out of hand and that there is just, it's enough. It's enough, and women have to be together. I didn't have any women to go to. I didn't have anyone to cry to. But now I think when you cry together, you make a louder noise, and I feel like I'm happy to add my voice.
Did you feel or did you know there were other women going through the same thing when you were?
No. Because when I began in this business, there were very few women in the business. So there was no way that I would know. It was a man's world, and the only way... I didn't know. I didn't know.